What's up, fool? Happy New Year, man. We're back for the New Year's. Happy New Year. We're here with Rodrigo Torres.
Yeah, man.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Hell yeah. Happy New Year.
I already broke my New Year's resolution. I started smoking weed like 2 hours ago, but it's okay. It was weed from last year, so it don't really count, man. And I have a pound left. I'm just kidding. It's illegal to own a pound. What's the legal rights? You have to... Half a pound, right?
Yeah.
Conceal half a pound and 10 plants growing with no clones. That's the thing, man. When
attacking the clones.
When I used to go to the downtown medicinal place, it was in downtown. I used to go to this place in downtown that I went there because there was stand-up comedy. It was a downtown art district. It was right on First Street. By the Gold Line.
And that's when
First Street and Anderson, I think.
When the dispensaries first started popping out, huh?
Yeah, First Street and Santa Fe. It would be like in the beginning, right? And I went there because they had stand-up comedy. Somebody booked me for a show there, and then like I did like my 10 minutes, and I got paid in hash. And I just stood there, further than lead till they closed.
Like, the guy, like on your joke, the guy that'll smoke all your shit.
I ended up owing them money again. And I started going there, right? And there used to be a lot of weirdos. I started being vegan because of that place.
Yeah, fool?
That's when I first started, like, in eating vegan food. There was this lady named Sugar Mama, or Miss Sugar, the black woman.
Is that the place we used to drive into? They have that big-ass wall?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right there was legit, man. Like, you had plants that were on your name. So they kept it legit. Because the way a license works, I guess, is that... The medicinal shop, when you become a member there, they're storing your weed for you there.
That's what it's called to be a collective, huh?
A collective, yeah. So every time you want to medicate, you got to get it from that place. That's why they're under log, it says, well, Felipe Esparza is a member here. The weed that we have here is for him. So, and whatever medicine that he takes is for him. So at this place... They took it to the next level. Like, I had to water plants. I would walk in there, and that guy would say, move this, grab that shovel and move this dirt. And I'd do it. I didn't even do it for that long. Just 2 seconds, I would move the dirt. And he goes, all right, move on.
Okay, field hand.
They have proof that everybody messed with the dirt. And then the next month, when it's time to harvest, okay, man, water it. So everybody will take turns watering. Then it starts growing, man. Then by 7 months, it starts growing, and they'll tell you to water some of these plants with a spray bottle, and then that's it, man. I never got to clip it.
Me collective story, dude.
So there used to be this old lady. Her name was Grandma. They just called her Grandma, and she would just bring this old ass cookies and give everybody cookies.
She would be baking treats and shit.
Yeah, she would. Hey, how you guys doing? Hitting mad dabs, bro.
Shut up.
I thought that little was gonna die there with me.
I want a grandma like that. Like,
I'm sitting next to her. I'm doing hash. And he goes, "Hi there," and like, man, I'm not gonna give her no dab, man. She ain't gonna die in my watch.
What she looked like, fool?
Old, bro. She know what she looked like. She looked like Uncle Junior from The Sopranos. She looked like that old man from the Six Flags Magic Mountain commercial. And I will get there around 3, right? Or whatever, like, because my wife, Lisa, she will work at a job. She will leave in the morning, bro, like 7:30, just to make it to work at 8:30 in Santa Monica.
Fuck.
That's how bad traffic is.
Back then, dude.
Like, man, and now she has to leave at 6 to make it there at 9.
Damn, dude. Traffic is screwed.
So when you have a wife or a girlfriend that works all day and you're like an artist. There's a lot of people out there who say they're artists or they paint. They paint or they take photography. I don't know, man. I don't think you should. If you're a photographer, you should have a job too, bro. I mean, all you're doing is busting out a camera.
There's a lot of photographers lately, you know?
I know, man. Like, Take your camera to work. Take pictures of your employees.
Of your cubicle.
Man, be like the guy from American Splendor. He never quit. He kept working his ass up because he knows, movie, man, he don't want to lose his benefits. There's some artists' jobs that you could just still keep doing your regular job. Like, nah, man, I got to quit Minority. What do you do, bro? I'm a set designer. When was the last time you set designed anything? Fucking set design this couch. Set design your mom's house. You know, if you have an art, just say you're a photographer. I'm not trying to come down any photographer. You could be a painter. You could be a stand-up comedian, too. Rodrigo right here, man, he still kills roaches on the side, right?
Hell yeah, dog.
So when he ain't with me, man, that fool over there spraying, bro. He's like the exterminator. I'll be back.
Hey, help me out, Rod.
Hey, man, you know, he helps out Mando Cosillo. By the way, they're available, man, 24 hours a day, man. The La Cucaracha Pest Control. If Pops answers, hang up.
Who's that drunk guy? But hey, fool, but it's true what you say, though, dude. Like, as far as a photographer, though, dog, come on, dog. Really, fool? You got to take your gear out?
Yeah.
All you have is a fucking backpack, fool.
I know, and most guys just want to take photography just to fucking fuck chicks.
Or get into the show for free, hot dog.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. I remember one time this photographer was trying to get some girl that follows me on Instagram. What's her name? Dab?
The Dab Queen?
The Dab Queen. Follow her. At? The Dab Queen. And then she told him straight up, man, you know what? I would go take photographs with you guys, but you guys never publish it. Yeah. Hey, man, if you're a photographer, don't lie to the girl. Public. Don't say, yeah, I know people in magazines, and I know Street Low. You know, I know Gilbert from Street Low. You know, you don't know Gilbert from Street Low because I know him, and you don't know him. We're not promising these women all these boys. Let me tell you, if you have a daughter who's under 18 years old, and she has dreams of being a model, slap her into reality. First of all, if she's 5'1", forget about it. Ain't nobody hiring no 5'1" model.
Miniatura.
Okay, if your daughter is not 5'10" right now at 12 years old, she ain't going to be no model. Okay? Your daughter is not going to be a model. Stop wasting your money on baby pageants. Your daughter's not going to grow past 5'10". She ain't going to be no model unless she starts growing. I don't know, man. Can you make people taller?
Supposedly they were doing some shit in Hollywood a couple years ago where they break your shin bones and they separate them to give you some length.
I don't know.
That's what I heard, dude.
Because I remember, like, this girl on Facebook, she sent me a page. I know you have a lot of people that like you, you know, and I support your comedy and I go to all your shows. My daughter would love to go, but she's not old enough. But I'm sharing, if I get enough people to like this photographer's Facebook page, he's gonna give my daughter a free photo session at his studio. I want to tell her, listen, you dumbass.
You're as dumb as your daughter, right?
Buy a camera. You do the photo session. That's all you gotta do. You have a phone. People don't realize that how magical a phone is.
Hell yeah, fool.
This phone right here records movies, takes photos, edits photos, changes images. You do not need a professional photographer.
Hell yeah. He's not even going to send you a JPEG.
Come on, man. I remember back in the day, my girl would be talking about, man, what happens to your photos? Oh, these fucking photographers won't give them to me.
Yeah, fool. It's funny, dude. A lot of chicks get fucking get taken like that, huh?
Like right now, man, we've been trying to get my photo on the Improv, right? The Improv. The Improv has photos. They have by the way, I have a Mitch Hedberg photo that somehow tight. I snagged. So I have a Mitch Hedberg Improv photo, the one with the bricks. They have one of the George Lopez. They have one of the devil. They have one of, I don't think they have one, Gabriel Iglesias, Sarah Silverman. They're everywhere, man. They're at the Funny Bones, you know, or Levity Lives. They're Improv photos. I've been trying to get my Improv photo on for a long time. And I was talking to the guy at the Ontario Improv, you know, Lisa was. He goes, yeah, I noticed Felipe's photo wasn't up here, the manager, you know, doing the managerial works. I noticed Felipe's photo wasn't up here. I don't know what's the deal. You got all these other guys, and these guys don't even sell out shows. That's her words, not mine. And she said, well, we're trying to get the guy who takes the photos is some guy. I don't know his name, but the guy who takes the photos for the Improv, he said, it's kind of hard to get a hold of him, you know, because he's the guy that takes the photo for all the improvs. Let me tell you, man, if you own the improvs and you hire someone to take photo for the improv, it shouldn't be hard to take the photo from a guy. Fire the motherfucker.
That's what I'm saying. What's going on? Some
fire him. Fire him and get a new person, a 20-year-old hungry person that'll take photos because he's happy, not because he wants to start a fucking podcast or go on tour with Nick Swartzen or be all up in the mix at the improv bar. Come on, man. Give me my fucking photo, you fucking asshole. And give it and put it at the Ochoa Improv, you son of a bitch. Anyways, enough of that, eh?
So, moving on, man.
Let's move on. Let's just move on now. Okay, people. Dude, enough of that. People. I'm gonna take a little moment right there. Oh, all right. Okay, man. If killing you guys want to shop for a camera and be a photographer or do anything like that or whatever you want to do, go to our Amazon search window on FelipeSWorld.com. Amazon search window. That's where I bought everybody's gift this year. And guess what? They sent me back $100.
She came late, dog.
Yes. So, yeah. Did you have a happy Christmas, bro? Yeah, did your parents give you presents?
Fool, I got sheets.
Sheets.
Fucking sheets, dog.
Oh, fuck, did they come with holes in them?
Well, I bought everybody everything. I got sheets, fool.
My mom still didn't give me nothing.
Nothing,
bro? Nothing, bro. Not even a car. I didn't give her nothing either, though.
Oh my god, dude. Yeah, that's all I got was sheets for nobody. It's all good, bro.
Do you ever get a whack ass brother from some family member, like a shirt you could have bought at Sears?
Oh, stupid shit. For white shirts or socks? Really, motherfucker?
Yeah, man. I get that shit too, man.
Underwears, dog.
But I got two cool shirts this time. I got a Superman t-shirt with a Superman, and I got a Star Wars one.
Hell yeah,
pretty
which
tight.
One?
The whack ass, the new movie, bro.
Oh, the new one? Hell yeah.
Spoiler alert, bro.
That's a bad movie.
I hope you guys didn't watch Star Wars yet because we're going to spoil the movie right now. That movie sucked.
You didn't like it, bro?
I liked it, but I just did not get how Kylo Renner, whatever his name is, the new Darth Vader's grandson, fucking weak ass powers, huh?
Yeah, I thought he was going to do some fucking crazy shit, dude. And it was like he was almost going to get to the point to do something and that's it.
Oh, yes. And you saw the movie, right?
Remember, yeah, dude, I seen it when it came out.
In the beginning of the movie, he stopped a laser with his force. Like he stopped. Bzzz. It was just floating, right? The laser bzzz, floating, right? If you could fucking stop a laser, motherfucker. How you gonna let Chewbacca shoot your ass?
So this we don't
you know Chewbacca was gonna shoot your ass after you fucking killed Han Solo, motherfucker. You don't think there's gonna be a reaction, you asshole? As soon as you fucking heard Chewbacca go, you should have been ready for that fucking bullet or that laser that's gonna come to your ribs.
Why do you think they got he was able to get shot though? Do you think they threw a little bit of motion?
You know why? Because Disney did that movie and not fucking George Lucas. That's why. It was fucking whoever. It was Bill Abrams. I don't know. It was David Abrams. He did the new movie. J.J. Abrams. Thank you, bro. J.J. Abrams, David Abrams. Who the fuck is David Abrams?
Some other dude, his cousin.
Some other dude, man, doing cartoons somewhere. Luring young girls to do photography photo sessions. Oh, man. So, yeah, that's the only problem I had about that.
You?
And the only reason I brought that up is because Matt Walker, our guest on the podcast.
Fellow comedian.
Look him up on Facebook. He wrote a whole blog about what he disliked about the new Star Wars movie. And that was one of his takes was the laser. He didn't believe that shit. And also this, man.
Makes sense, though.
This is why I didn't believe in the beginning of the they're not taking in the movie. Why is a stormtrooper hiring black fools now? Okay, no. That was what every racist person was saying.
Dude, I was tripping out on that.
I'm serious, man.
Oh, no, I
seen
that shit.
I'm just repeating what they were saying.
They were hating on that fool like they hate on Obama, hot dog.
And also, too, man, and if you guys saw the last Star Wars, all these stormtroopers were clones from Boba Fett's father. If you guys don't remember, Jargon Fett, who is who is actually a Maori, who is Jakey Jake from that movie Once We Were Warriors. That's Jakey Jake. I don't know his fucking real name, but, you know, that's him. And he plays Boba Fett's father, Jar Gun Fett. And actually, Boba Fett is a clone of his father. So all these fools ended up being stormtroopers. Weak-minded, of course, stormtroopers. But so now I guess the why they have a black stormtrooper is the reason is because there ain't no more clones, you know, because they killed them all already, right? So now they're just picking up kids like they do in South Africa and Nigeria when they want to fight a war. Little they go out and grab little ship. Orphans. So I guess Finn was an orphan, which I probably think he's related to Samuel Jackson, Mass Windu.
Yeah, Mace Windu.
Mace Windu.
Only brother of Jedi
A great-grandchild. Because this man... So anybody could just pick up a fucking lightsaber and light it up now? Remember when we were Jedi's nice? We're fucking something to look up to, something to be, something to grasp, something you get chosen for. Now any motherfucker could just pick up a fucking Jedi.
So you have to be
we're going
to
have fucking
something.
Cholos walking around William Boulevard with fucking Jedi. What's up, puto? What? You're lying to me. Oh, fuck you, puto. What's your fucking lightsaber red, homes? Where you from? Where you from? Eureka?
Get your northern ass out of here.
Yeah, man. So that's another one. And that little Chepo-looking lady, the one with the big eyeballs, when they were at the bar.
When they got that lifesaver.
Yeah, she's the one that told Finn, you can do it. How did she know?
So what's her role in that shit, dude? Like, because she's been around for thousands of years, right?
Never seen an old movie. So I had a problem with that. Also, man, remember in Luke Skywalker had to be taught how to wield that, did I say the right word? Wield?
Yeah.
Or yield, right? That fucking lightsaber, okay?
Yeah, wield it.
He was like hitting this, you know, they blindfolded him and they said, dale, 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 no pierdas el pino, porque si lo pierdes, pierdes el camino. You know, he was hitting a piñata, basically, bro. They blindfolded him, and he was eating hitting a piñata, trying to hit that lightsaber. And they put the helmet on him, and he was learning how to be a Jedi blindfolded. Now, he still wasn't ready, right? They knew he still wasn't ready. That's why fucking Obi-Wan Kenobi sent that fool to the swamps for fucking gladiator school with fucking Yoda. Yoda.
Yeah, yeah,
and
I'm
Return of the Jedi. He sent him over there. Obi-Wan Kenobi sent him to Yoda to learn from the best Jedi Knight ever. So he was sent over there. Now, when he was sent over there, He really didn't learn the last phase of how to be a Jedi because fucking Yoda fucking died. But he taught him how to lift shit up, like how to lift his X-Wing fighter and then take off. Now, all of a sudden, this fucking chick knows how to fucking yield a fucking lightsaber out of nowhere, and so does Finn, and they can beat up a fucking Dark Knight? I don't believe it, man. Time-wise, it doesn't make sense. But from what I hear, the stormtroopers, reading from Matt Walker and from what other people wrote and from books that were written about Star Wars, these stormtroopers are taught Jedi how to wield a lightsaber or how to fight a Jedi since they killed all the fucking Jedis in the last movie. But, there was a fight in the fucking, when they were there at the fake Tatooine where they were at, the fake Tatooine, when they were fighting, and one of those stormtroopers, he had like a nightstick that had lightsaber capabilities on the tips.
Right.
That's lightsaber the power, but it isn't a lightsaber, but he was fighting it off. He was fighting shit off with that lightsaber. And at the same time, when they're walking, that what's his name, Kylo Kenner,
the girl,
the guy, the black guy, the Dark Knight, what's his name, the Darth Vader guy, what's his name?
Oh, I don't know, dude.
You didn't see the movie?
I seen it, but I didn't fucking.
Well, Cairo, whatever his fucking name is, that dude, he when he's walking, Finn is still wearing his stormtrooper fucking helmet, and he like he kind of like comes out of it, like he snaps out of it. He don't want to be a stormtrooper. He can't kill all these fucking villagers. And as he's do, as he's thinking about not doing that, that Dark Knight motherfucker that passes by and they make eye contact, but then he turns around and keeps walking. Then later on, 20 minutes into the movie, that German-looking Gestapo fool inside the fake Death Star tells him, we had a stormtrooper who AWOL didn't escape. And then the Dark Knight knew, were they 4-4-5-4-5, were they 5-N-N-9? Yes, that was him. So I'm guessing, man, Finn must be a Jedi or have some Jedi capabilities that he's unaware of, because why would that Dark Knight fool Kyle, whatever, know or sense that this guy's going to leave? Or because, you know, why would he know? Only if you're the Jedi. I'm telling you, bro. It's
they're
deep, bro.
Yeah, they're cut from the same cloth, fool.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, dude, I've never been a fucking... I've seen Star Wars, never really too much paid attention with it. Just, you know, the Attack of the Clone one and the Phantom Menace and this one. But I thought it was cool, but I don't know if... I don't fucking cut through layers to figure out that this shit's fucking deeper than that. It's almost biblical, huh, fool?
I know, man. And then the Emperor, the new Emperor, the guy sitting on that fucking chair... The one is telling guy, the one is giving all the orders. He's sitting. He's a giant. He's like I don't even know his name right now, but he's telling that Dark Knight guy, that Sith Lord, whatever his name. What's his name? Kylo Ren. He's telling Kylo Ren that you gotta kill that bitch, motherfucker. What the fuck's wrong with you? Letting that little fucking bitch fucking take your, you can't kill her. You can't get the truth out of her. And a lot of people are saying, who was that Emperor guy? Because for now, to find out who that motherfucker is, you got to go back to the last movie when Darth Vader became Darth Vader. General Palpatine, when Darth Vader, Christian, the actor Christian, you know, Anakin Walker, he was fucking burned out, man. He was fucking sad, you know. I think he had just killed Princess Leia's daughter. What's the Princess Leia's daughter's name?
I don't even know, dude.
Oh no, what was that Princess Leia's mom's name? Amidala. Amidala had just died, and he was pumped. He was fucking sad, right? Amidala, Paquin, whatever her name was. Anyway, Darth Vader's old lady in the other movie when he was a young kid. He was burned out. He was thinking, should I be in the dark side or should I just be in be a regular Jedi? And General Palpatine told him, my last master had the power to bring back life. So he had the power of reincarnation, bro. He had the power of Jesus Christ's powers to bring back life the way that life was brought back to you know, bring back life. So General Palpatine said that his last master had taught him how to kill people and bring them back to life. But Palpatine said, I killed my master. So I'm thinking, motherfucker, you think you killed a motherfucker, but how are you going to fuck you think he killed if he came back in this movie? So if he had the powers to bring back and take out life, I think he might have used General Palpatine to fucking kill him so he could just become this immortal person that's going to come back and, you know, bring the dark back to light.
Damn, dog. Fuck, dude, you just busted out a blog right now.
I'm telling you, bro. I can't watch a movie without Googling shit. Oh, fool.
What up, dog?
Being a SAG member who doesn't work, I'm part of the Screen Actors Guild, and I just saw The Big Short.
Oh, okay. You got all your movies?
Yeah, I saw The Big Short, bro. Oh my god!
Is it badass or what?
It's badass.
Yeah,
it's badass. This movie should be. I haven't seen any other movie, but right now it should be I'm going to vote for it for Best Picture on the Screen Actors Guild.
Yeah?
I mean, it is badass, dude. It's a badass movie, bro. And, dude, it's about the financial crisis. How these guys, you know when the market went down and Morgan Chase and Lehman Brothers and Bear Stearns.
Fannie Mae and all Fannie that bullshit.
Mac, and they all lost their money. These guys betted that they were going to lose their money.
Are you serious?
Yes. These guys went to all these people because, spoiler alert, because these people, they figured it out, bro, because the housing market had crashed in 1930, right? Because they were giving subprime loans to people who couldn't afford it at a very low rate. And, when you get a subprime loan at a very low rate, you know real estate, right?
A little bit.
It's like you're getting a loan for $5,000, right? But you really can't afford $5,000, right? But you figure that your job in 5 years, you're going to be making more money, so you're going to be able to afford it, right? So here we are 5 years later, but you're not making the same money. So now you're paying three times more than you were paying 5 years ago, but you're still making the same type of money. You're going to lose your house.
Right. You're going to be able to make the payments. Because what happens is that when what I heard with adjustable mortgages, fucking you're paying $1,500. 3 years later, you're paying $3,000 and you're making the same money, then you're fucked up.
You're fucked up. So these guys did some math, bro. This guy was like he was a doctor of math or whatever. Sort of
economics for that.
So
bullshit.
He figured that shit out and he went to like Morgan Chase. He went to all these banks and he said, I wanna he started buying all their loans, bro.
Yeah, cause that shit gets bought and sold like nothing, right?
So he spent like $1 billion.
Damn.
I don't know how much he spent, but he spent tons of money and was paying them every month, right? Cause every month they were not losing and finally it all went down, bro. Man, his stock went up to 400%.
Really?
Yeah. So, remember at 48 hours when, not 48 hours, Trading Places, when Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd, they cornered the market with oranges because they knew that the weather for oranges was going to be a good weather for oranges and everybody was going to make orange juice. So, that's the real report that they got from the guy, Binks, the guy that ended up getting fucked by a gorilla at the end of the movie. He had the real report from the farmer general or the FDA that the weather for oranges was going to be perfect. There's going to be a yield of a lot of oranges in California, Florida, and the bad weather, that is not going to affect the price of oranges. So Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd in that movie Trading Places, they sent the wrong report to those two brothers, the old man. They said that the weather was going to affect the oranges and it's going to be weak. Oranges supplies, oranges is going to be expensive, blah, blah, blah. You know there's going to be a shortage of oranges all over the country. So these fools started cornering the market and started buying up all the oranges, bro, at the whatever price it was. And then they started buying and buying and buying all the oranges. They were buying all the oranges, bro, buying all the stock, you know, at that price, wherever it was. And at the same time, Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd, they were selling the stock at like cheap prices. So they were selling it. They were selling cheap orange stock to losers, right? And then those people were running to those two brothers and selling it at a profit, right? So they were selling his orange stock, and those people were taking those orange stock and selling it to those two greedy brothers, right? They were buying them. So when the real story came out that the orange stock was fucking going to be good, everybody was going in a frenzy. That's when Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd was buying back all the oranges at a fucking low price of whatever price, and they made a fucking you know, they make millions.
Upside down, then Mortimer and his brother ended up on the fucking street.
So they were selling it for real cheap and buy whatever, and they made money.
Yeah, dude, the housing thing is crazy, dude, because I even like Alan Greenspan, he was a fucking the head of the federal.
Oh, fool.
He said supposedly when that motherfucker was wrote his doctorate, he foreshadowed this whole fucking shit that was going to crumble.
And nobody believed it. Nobody.
Isn't that fucking nuts, fool? But see, the thing is with that shit, Felipe, it's those fools that are the main players or the fucking the fools that can pull strings. You have mad capital that you can do that, dog. Dick, what are we going to do, fool?
Fool, in Florida, it got so bad, like, people, they show these. Remember, dude, you remember when we were at Daily Planet, when we were at Wild Coyotes back in 2004, 2000, all these baller real estate.
Yeah,
all these suits.
They were loan officers.
Loan officers, all fucking brokers. Around, doing cocaine.
Hell yeah.
Partying it
buying
up.
Buying mad drinks.
Like the Wolf of Downey.
We could sketch, fool.
For real. They were like the Wolf of fucking Downey, California. All the Wolf of Downey. They were partying it, bro. And they knew that, bro. They were selling houses to a bunch of immigrants, just like in the movie. A bunch of paisas, bro. And there was a guy in the movie that was renting a house. And when they were doing the research to see if people have defrauded on their loans, because everybody was not paying their houses, 6 months behind, yeah, 4 months behind, 7 months behind, and then people started adding it up. What the fuck? There's going to be a million people losing their homes. So we got to get in on this, right? So one guy, he was like a regular blue-collar guy, you know, living with his wife and his baby, and the guy come knocking. You know, you haven't paid the house in 6 months. Hey, man, I pay my rent every month to my landlord. And he goes, landlord, what's your... He goes, is this a house of Chuy López Beto? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my landlord's dog's name. Fool, that guy got the house on his dog's name. Because back then, bro, they were not checking anything. Like, you could go in there with like, oh, I only make $1,000 a year. Fuck it, we'll get you a loan. Because those guys that were signing those papers, the bank was giving them the money anyway, so they were making their money right through the profits. So this loan, as when you buy a home, as soon as you buy a home, 3 months later, that your money, that loan is sold to somebody. The bank sells it for a profit. You know, and then that person sells it to somebody else for a profit. Okay? And then that person sells it to another person on another loan for a profit. See, you're still paying. You're paying your same $1,500, but it now is going to like it's been sold to different people. So if no one's paying, shit,
that's fucking shit up. And then some motherfucker in China owns that loan.
Yeah,
right?
So that's how it rolls, bro. No one's paying.
And you know, dude,
and no one got arrested, dog.
No, fuck, dude, that's your dick. Come
no
on.
One got arrested, bro. This movie highlights all that shit.
And you know what's crazy? What you're saying too about like the Latinos that we knew, because you even knew a chick that was like
she told me
that's what I'm in
my ex.
And I used to hate that shit, fool. When like people
did,
like
didn't
us,
I tell you?
Yeah, they take advantage of. Immigrants.
I told you,
fool. If you felt like fucking hitting those people in the head with a fucking brick,
dude,
dog.
I haven't seen her forever. I'm pretty sure. I hope she's locked up somewhere. she will tell. Bitch. She will. I remember. She was all bummed out, you know, going like, "Oh, these people are gonna lose their homes." And I was telling my wife, we were watching this movie, and then she asked me, was she that? She knew? She knew?
Yeah,
cause see, man, when you're, if you're a real estate person, most people, you know, if you're selling to someone, like, if you're white or you're black and you're selling to a Chinese guy, you ain't gonna give a fuck about them. You know, if you're a white guy selling to a black family or a black family selling to a rich redneck family, you know, or you're a Mexican dude selling a house to a fucking trailer trash house person. You didn't give a fuck about them, right? But a lot of people, man, were desperate to sell houses, and they would give them their personal number. Like, and then they would call them. Me van a quitar la casa. They're going to take my house away. You promised me this, and now I got to pay this much. Well, I did promise you that, but people think that when you buy a house, if it's $1,500, all you gotta do is pay $1,500. Motherfucker, you pay $2,000. If you can't afford, to pay $500 more than what your fucking house payment is, don't get a home.
And that's the whole thing.
Don't get a 30-year fixer upper, man. Fuck that shit.
A lot of fools were living out of their means.
Huh? Buy that shit cash.
Fuck, dude, that's fucked.
For real, you got these people that with great jobs, man. Like longshoremen, for example, in San Pedro. All these guys, they make bank. They make bank, bro. They make bank for 5 hours. These guys get into one of these loans, house loans. Then they buy a boat instead of just keep paying the house. Motherfucker, pay all your bills, people.
You need those toys to go to the river, right?
When I won last Comic Standing, I had no choice. They took all my bills.
I had no choice.
They took my first payment I made was $115,000 for child support.
Damn.
And my kids didn't see a dime.
Somebody got paid, dog. Fuck.
And I donated another 10% to Homeboy Industry because, you know, they took a motherfucker off the streets.
That's tight, bro.
Yeah, man. But anyways, man, that money's gone. But we're still here.
Fuck it, dog. You know what I mean?
But yeah, man, let me tell you, man, once you pay all your bills and you don't owe anybody, you realize there's nothing in the world you want.
No, it's true, fool.
Like, if you could afford to go grocery shopping and buy a couple of snacks that you could hide for yourself.
Love finding snacks. God damn, I forgot about that. I got some stash somewhere, dog.
I know, man. Like, my wife goes grocery shopping. I can't believe she don't know what fucking snacks I like. I gotta get a text. What snacks you like? Don't you know by now? I like little cute things. Like a little cupcake. I'll fuck up a cupcake, bro. I will fuck up a cupcake.
Oh my God.
Or man, I like yeah, man. So we saw that movie. That movie was crazy, man.
So it totally fucking outlines everything that went down, dude.
Yeah. You were lit right there, for example, where your father has that home right there, the one you guys built. A lot of people were losing their homes in that area, I could tell, huh?
It happened, dude. It was a fucking ghost town, fool, for a while, dog. Because fools just fucking lost it, dude. Lost
them. And then these people didn't care, huh? They were just giving out loans to the paisas, yeah, right?
And you know what you said earlier, too, about, like, you know, somebody's knocking on the door, you guys haven't paid the loan, homeboy had it in his dog. The mouse's sister got taken like that. She was a guy. I don't know if the guy
needed 1 month to live, 1 hour, yeah, to get the fuck out.
Dude, but she was doing it for like 6 months, paying this fool, and this fool didn't even own the pad, dude. They threw her ass out, dog.
Not even 1 hour to leave.
No. They threw her out. She ended up, something ended up happening where they got the guy and they did some criminal shit. But other than that, dude, and that was a lot of people like that, fool. They got fucking taken.
Scandalous, huh?
Scandalous, fool. Straight up scandalous, fool. They didn't give a fuck, dog.
And people say, I'd rather do business with my own people.
They can jack you too, dog.
I know, man.
Sad, dude.
So many people lost their homes. And I was telling my wife when, remember when we used to go up north and do those shows like in Watsonville area and those areas over there, everybody was buying homes, remember?
Oh, hell yeah, dude. That's when that whole thing was going down, dog. Everybody was buying homes, dog.
And those people are back to living over there in San Diego now. Lost their homes.
That, and then on top of that, dude, a lot of the refinances fuck people up. They get a new air conditioning system, you know, a new car, all that shit, and then fuck, dude. The bills get bigger and bigger, dog.
And who loses out? Construction worker. I remember one time your brother said, your brother came up to me, man. He said, yeah, man. Hey, man, tell your lady, man, if you ever need somebody to do construction, you know, or to help flip that house, I'll go in there and, motherfucker, I asked you for cartoons. You never came.
This motherfucker, dog. I had to take a knee right now. Fucking jack of all trades, master of none, you know? Crazy, fool. Everybody wanted to make a little bit of money, huh, dog?
A shout out to Ari and Derek Slifer, or Slifer.
Yeah, Slifer.
From Anaheim. They listen to the podcast regularly. They're also a Cracker and Beaner couple. They came to the show in Ontario last week.
Hell yeah.
Always coming out to support. So thank you, guys.
Hell yeah, man.
Oh, man. So did you have fun in Ontario, fool?
Yeah, fool. It was a blast. Like I told you,
Sold out seven shows.
I couldn't even go to sleep Sunday night. I was still excited. You know, you kind of want to party more, like hang out more, but fuck, dude. But, you know, it's crazy because it all happened fast, dog, from Thursday to Friday to fucking Saturday and Sunday. And then fucking, dude, three shows in one day, dude, like in one night. It gets crazy, fool. And you know what I mean? And it's fucked, dude. And then
three shows is crazy, man, because you know what? By the third show, I don't know if you do it until 10 minutes, but...
It's all good.
But, fool, I don't know what the fuck I said.
Well, see, that's what's up, dude.
Like, time-wise, I don't know, like, because I know, like, the five jokes that I got to hit. Hell yeah. You know, those five jokes lead me, you know.
Lead your set or whatever.
How lead you gonna... me. Right? I know what's before those jokes. I know what comes after those jokes. But I just don't know when to throw them in. And I really thought I repeated one joke, so I didn't say it.
Oh, okay. And you didn't, huh?
I didn't.
Yeah, dude. But it was crazy, dude. The fucking, the crowds were hype as fuck, dude. It was
a
awesome.
A lot of couples.
Dude, that's it. By your
Las
shows?
Las cafeteras.
Yeah, dude. You have a lot of couples that go to your shows, dog.
Yeah, man.
It's a family adventure, you know? Yeah, dude, it was tight. The cafeteras, Las Cafeteras showed up.
The one with the redhead, the singer showed up.
Yeah, dude.
And then the one with the jawbone.
Yeah.
That's the way he sounds.
Shout out to Leo Rose.
Yo no soy marihuana. So yeah, man. It was
tight, dog.
Man, New Year's Eve was crazy, man. Blanco got fucked up.
That's what he wanted to end, dog.
You know, man, you don't want to be the old guy that wants to party after fucking 3 in the morning, man. It gets old, and you're old.
Fuck, dog. Well, they're like Jiminy Cricket, dog. God,
even
damn.
His friends don't want to hang out no more, huh?
Okay, dude, that fool parties like he wants to be in a body bag, dog.
That's funny, man. You know, I remember, man, partying late with fools, and I was trying to make eye contact with people because I know they give me that tired look. So I just don't want to look at them. I remember getting fucked up, and Ivan wants to leave, and I look over there, and that motherfucker goes like this. He starts rubbing his eyes. I said, man, if you're rubbing your eyes, you better fucking not rub your eyes. Start kidnapping fools.
Oh, dude. You want it to end, dog.
Fuck, I feel walking around like, he wanted to party like George Burns, bro.
He is George Burns, fool.
You ever seen that Bob and Dave sketch of that burn victim?
Yeah. But
with a little wristband?
Yeah, what the fuck?
That's Flacco, bro.
It's Bob and David, right?
Bob and Dave, yeah.
Yeah, the Mr. Show.
Man, the Mr. Show.
Yeah, dude, that shit's funny.
Hey, man, love you guys, man.
And he puts on his boots. I was never into that shit. You had it on VHS, and I was like, fuck, I couldn't stop
dying.
That
was Lisa's.
No, dude, days ago, fool.
I did have it, that's right.
You had that sketch.
I swear to God,
that was the only sketch.
How about the Jack from Tommy John?
Somebody, I think somebody left it or somebody let you borrow it or something, but that sketch, because you know, sometimes yeah. These fools ain't funny, dog. But fuck, I collapsed on that one, dude. And then I bought the DVD.
David Cross, when they were doing, like when the beginning of that type of comedy, you know?
That alternative type shit, yeah. Right? That's what.
But that was the original alternative, yeah. Man. David Cross.
Where it was funny.
And Sarah Silverman. When it was fucking funny and they actually like had funny shit to say. Because that fool was the first person that David Cross was the first comedian I saw to do a cops bit about cops. He was on Evening at the Improv. And David Cross went up and I didn't. I already knew who he is because face, but I didn't know his stand-up. And then he starts doing this fucking redneck fool. He goes, what? You want me to go outside? I'm not going outside. And he fucking took off all his clothes and he's arguing with boxers. Like, arguing with boxers. Fuck you.
Like, to the cops. Yeah, I'm going, because you go outside, they're going to snatch your ass up.
Yeah, so he was with his boxers. Then later on, I saw other people doing it.
White
people are naked on cops.
That's fucking funny, dude. Because it's a trip. In 2000, I liked him a lot, his stand-up, because he had that Shut Up, You Fucking Baby, his CD. Awesome record. And, yeah, dude, the fool's talking, like, perfect shit, dog.
He keeps it real, man.
Yeah, he's from Atlanta, dude. And he talks about the shit. He was Jewish and all these redneck fools. He just wanted to hang out. What you looking at, faggot? Like, shit like that. Kind of reminded me of my ass, dog. But, fuck, dude. He's fucking cool as fuck.
I know, man. I remember my ass when I told this dude, you're 14, I'm 14. Who gives a fuck? I was trying to be friends with
somebody. Yeah, dog. I hate that shit. But you still kick it there until everybody leaves.
Remember, we'd be in the gym with that dude, and that's, and I, man, this was a little ass dick. No wonder he's mean. And I always thought that guy with little dicks are mean.
There's some fucking past.
I don't know why, man. He just bumped to me. Hey, man. My name is Felipe. I'm 14 too. Who gives a fuck?
What a dick, dog.
Fuck him in a little pink dick. Fucking pea shooter. What's up, people? Upcoming shows. I'll be at the Kansas City Improv next week, January 14th through the 17th. If you hit us up at fans@felipesworld.com between now and Monday, January 11th, we can hook you up with a couple of free tickets. I'll be there with Chris Thorin. Yeah, bro. You know, it's gonna be fun out there, man. I might bring my dad.
We're gonna have fun, bro.
And Rodrigo Torres will be there, man, with the KC Kush.
Yeah, man. Right there in Missouri, you know.
Hopefully, it won't be raining or snowing over there.
Fuck, dude. Who knows what the weather's gonna be like, huh, fool?
I just don't want to be stranded anywhere, man. It sucks to be stranded.
Yeah, I remember that one time, and even though we had shows, but they got canceled in West Nyack. Remember that one time? That was the first time I go, fuck, we can't leave this hotel all fucking day. Fuck, all right. Let's go play. Let's go hang out with the fucking people. What were they doing over there? For crochet or some shit?
I don't know.
No, man. Scrapbooks, fool.
Scrapbooks. Man, but I don't mind being stranded in a hotel, but I don't want to be stranded all day in an airport,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah. I've never did that. You said when you went to Nashville, right?
When I went to Nashville. I spent the night in Charlotte.
In a little cot, fool?
A little cot.
Fuck.
It was boring, bro. There's some. You can see fools. You can hear fools snoring.
They're exhausted, fool. You make friends right there, or nah?
I made friends with a couple of old white people, man, because they don't know. They keep changing our gate, and I kept telling them because they can't hear. Sir, we're now going to gate 7. What? Gate 7. Okay.
Hey, dude. Hey, fool. For you though, dude. Like old white people like you a lot, huh?
They'll choke them, bro. I'm not the big old Mexican teddy bear.
They're all like, oh, man, would you like to try my cookies? I'm sorry, man, but I'm vegan. What's that? Oh, that's funny, dog.
I remember when I was just walking, and I saw this white man, and it's a cool white man. I don't know his name, but he was from a small town in Kansas, in Missouri. And he was just sitting there, bro, King of the Hill style. And then all of a sudden, I passed by. That fool stood up fast, bro, like he was a gunslinger. And he goes, hey, you're the guy from Last Comic Standing.
Oh, yeah.
And I say, yes, sir. I am, sir. Man, you are so funny. Let me call my wife. Margaret! Margaret! Check out your phone. This guy right here is a TV winner. He was happy, bro.
That's tight, dog.
Happy, bro.
Got spotted, dog.
Yeah, man. I'm spreading the word out there, man. No. Also, people, I'll be at Rancho Cordova. Tommy T's, January 21st through the 24th. Atlanta Punchline, January 28th through the 31st. Del Rio, Texas at Doc Holliday's. I'll be your Huckleberry. One night only, February 14th, the day before Valentine's Day. So you have time to take your side chick to this show, and Valentine's Day will be for your real lady. Or you could take out your mom on this day and then your lady on February 14th. Or take both of them out. But I'll be at Del Rio, Texas, man. It's going to be fun, man. And if anybody out there wants to come out, come out! Also, all ticket info can be found at FelipesWorld.com/tour. Okay, man. So what's up, fool?
Chilling, dog.
New resolution, bro? You going to lose weight?
I've lost 20 pounds, hoodies? Fool. I fucking
You lost 20 pounds. Don't be lying.
I swear, fool.
We gotta get a scale, bro.
Hell yeah, fool. Just working out, dog, and fucking taking in this new year, dog. No resolutions, dude. Just fucking be a better person, dog. Better comedian. Fucking all that shit, dog. You know what I mean? Be cool, fool.
I'm gonna write that down, bro.
What are you going to say, fool?
We're going to write that down. Better comedian, better person. It was tight, man. I had fun. New Year's Eve was good, but Flaco fucking didn't show up to the show. I was like, what the fuck?
Dog.
That fool, what a way to start the year, man, by canceling your good show. It would have been a good payday for him.
Fuck, dude. It's like, just call early, though, dog. Don't fucking call at 6, fool. It's like, fuck, dude.
Flaco has migraines. He has a heart pacer, I think. He can't stand next to a microwave. A pacemaker.
Oh, dude, but fuck, man.
A pacemaker, hitting dabs, doing mushrooms, fucking drinking alcohol.
Smoking
fucking
bud.
Eating burgers with no bread. He only eats one vegetable every week, right? The tomato and the hamburger.
I've never even seen that fool eat a vegetable, dog. I'll be honest with you, dude.
He is a vegetable.
But Rizzo came through, dog, so that's tight.
Marching Rizzo and the lady came in. The littles.
They're all small, huh, fool? Let's put them right there. We put them up on a wedding cake, huh, dog?
They were my mantle.
Yeah, man, that's it, dude. But what are you going to say, though? You said, hey, fool.
I forgot.
Damn.
I was talking about how Flaco missed the show, right? I got a little sick after that night, man, because I was wearing a suit, bro. I'm wearing a badass suit, by the way. If you got missed out, go to my page. Birdman took a great photo of me and my grill. And did you feel comfortable wearing a suit, bro?
Yeah,
you look like
bro.
A fucking sheriff, bro.
Sheriff?
I was knitted with a fucking timepiece.
There's a new sheriff in town. No, I like that shit. I love wearing suits, dog.
You didn't get no phone numbers? Don't be lied. A couple of guys, man crush.
Dude, what the fuck, dog? All these fools all grabbing my ass,
dog. You here, stag?
No.
You're their hero, bro.
Yeah, fool, it's tight, fool. Fuck, fool.
You're the fucking hero for all chubby, shy, fat dudes, bro.
Hell yeah, dog.
I was holding my shoulder that boo, that cabula standing next to you.
Yeah, fool, I'm like, fuck. It's like, dude, yeah, man, right on. Dude.
You're here, bro. Pinch yourself.
Oh, dude. Fuck. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. I don't know if you... Did you follow that guy, man? There's a dude that we fought. There's a guy that came to our show, and his lady is like supposed to be like this porn star or something. Not a porn star? Okay, we lied. She's no porn star.
That one time in Florida, the chick with three tits is going to show up.
She didn't show up, bro. We ended up seeing only two. Sad. No, I was going to talk about something else, but I forgot. It was about... New Year resolution.
You have any?
I don't have any, man. Work out more.
Hell yeah, dude.
Well, the people always say,
dog.
I'm going to, this year, you know, this, a trip on people who say, my new resolution this year is, I'm going to start working harder, but they don't specify. Work harder at what? Sleeping more? Staying up late?
There's a lot of.
Birdman showed up.
Yeah,
there's
dude.
Two chicks. Two veteranas.
Killing those chicks to be looking like Gene Simmons. Eh?
One chick was his cousin. She was driving. And the other chick was his fucking Facebook friend that he met.
All the way from
he had
Arizona,
never seen
right?
Her, right?
Nah.
They met there at the show. Hey, hook it up, man. I got you a free ticket to the Felipe Esparza show. Backstage and everything, eh?
Backstage.
Hi, Birdman. I guess you got it like that, huh?
You fucking Birdman. Fucking George Clooney, dog.
His hair is white, bro. I thought he was wearing Chucky on his head.
Fucking Michael Landon, dog.
Dude, his fucking skunky ass hair, huh?
Hell yeah, for the mean sorrio.
I don't think his hair is hair, bro. I think it's dab smoke.
It's a cloud, fool. He has that thick ass hair, huh, fool? Fucking Birdman.
No, a lot of dudes fucked up at the show.
No, there's a lot of dudes drinking, fool. And then, dude, we're at the merch table, too. That was Saturday. I think it was the second show. And, dude, there was this drunk ass veteran right there. Oh, they're like fucking off, fucking annoying the manager and shit.
Was she there with a dude with long hair?
No, she was there with some mean ass Mexican fools, dog. And then another drunk ass one, dude. But drunk, fool. All trying to be in the conversations and shit, dude.
There was this guy who showed up 18 deep.
Yeah, fool.
Damn.
It's a mean familia right there, dog.
They were all happy, bro.
Hell yeah, fool. A lot of people were fucking happy as fuck. Dude, it's fucking
awesome.
They'll
be back. I hope they'll be back.
Yeah, dude. Everybody had fun, dog.
They say, next time we're going to come be even bigger, bro.
It was fucking awesome, dude.
How bigger, bro?
Shout out to Ontario Improv.
Shout out to Ontario Improv, man.
And
put that photo up. Find that photographer. back to that shit again, man. Like, even with a stand-up comedy career, like, I've had a job, you know, when comedy was not doing well, and it wasn't because not doing well, I just didn't have the confidence, you know. I didn't have the, you know, when a fucking chicken leave the nest, bro, or when a tiger leaves the cub, the lion goes out and makes his own thing. I never felt I had to do that, you know. Like, I didn't have the balls, actually, because I remember having two jobs and doing stand-up comedy, but I was open micing, but I was still making money, man, because I want to get paid. I was making $60 a night, $50 here. I remember, man, waking up at 7 in the morning. No, getting to work at 7 in the morning, 7 to 3 in Sylmar to be a security guard, whack ass security guard. Just standing there, flight light, just standing there, checking people in. Then after that, making it to Dodger Stadium from 3 o'clock to 4:30 to fucking cut up chicken for Yoshinoya. And then from there, going to do Wild Coyotes on Wednesday nights. Not every night, just on Wednesday nights. Sometimes it'll be other nights. But a lot of fools start off, man, thinking that, like, they don't need to get a job. Well, they're going to move in with they're going to have their lady work.
A lot of fools think it's that easy, dog. They see those pictures, oh, I can do that. Yeah.
Or like some guy goes, hey, man, Felipe, I saw you up on stage, man. It inspired me. I'm going to start doing stand-up comedy. You know how long it took to get like this, bro? 20 years.
Dude, because when you see somebody that's badass at stand-up comedy, fool.
It's always easy.
It looks easy, dog.
It looks easy. It's hard, bro. It took me 20 years to get where I'm at, okay? It took me 5 years to come up. I don't feel like I became strong to 2012. Or 13. Right after my 1 hour special, a year after that, I felt stronger than I ever was.
Super solid.
To where I'm at right now. I thought I got really, really funny, like in 2013, 2014. Yeah, because my 1 hour special was my 1 hour special, but it's the combo that I've been doing for 14 years, you know? It's solid, you know, it's been practiced, it's been tested.
Polished, all that.
Polished. I could start at the end and begin with the beginning. That's when you know you have a 1 hour special, people. If you're a comedian out there who says, well, I could do 35 minutes or I could do 45 minutes. You really, could you? Can you start your set at the end and then use the middle part as the beginning and really switch it up? Can you take 20 minutes from your set and do it in the beginning and then do the middle part? Can you switch your material off like a jigsaw puzzle and still be strong? That's how strong I feel sometimes about this, my comedy now, that I could do that with this new material because I've been practicing it. But for a young comic, man, it takes a lot of work, man. You gotta be going up at least 7 times a week.
Hell yeah, dude.
Because some fools, man, still do the same 1 hour, huh?
Oh, yeah, dude. That 1 hour is the one that pays the bills, you know?
Yeah, man. I mean, 1 hour. Yeah, man. I just got into town, man. It's like a gang problem here.
Where's the tanning booth, you know?
Yeah, man. Shout-outs, people.
Yeah, man.
So we talked about Star Wars, fool.
Hell yeah, dude. That was a whole fucking discussion in itself, huh?
I broke it down.
I didn't know you were that passionate about
it. I'm passionate, bro.
But, dude, a lot of people feel that way, though, dude. I've seen little, you know, comments, people talking shit about they didn't like the new Darth and all that shit. Why this? Why that?
The whole movie, I mean, the new Star Wars, it's a reboot of the original Star Wars. I mean, the same thing happened, you know, the same thing happened. A little droid, help us. Obi-Wan, you're our only hope. And then the same thing with little BB-8, which I got. I think a little BB-8.
That little fool.
That motherfucker's too small, though. I want a beach ball size one.
You can play with Chucky, dog.
He does, bro. He goes around like this. He says, no. Yeah, man. I got some good gifts, bro, this year.
Hell yeah, dog.
Yeah, man. I got my wife a purse. She could start sneaking in snacks inside the fucking movie theaters in it. That's another ghetto, huh? When you have a fucking, when you have a guest purse, a big ass purse, and all you put is fucking food inside. Pañales, diaper bags. Did you buy your mom anything for Christmas?
Yeah, dude. An arrangement of chocolates.
You're a big spender.
Oh, there were some nice chocolates, dude.
Was there a comment like, mijo, I'm diabetic? No.
Nah, she's cool.
I'm trying to lose weight.
Nah, dude, my mom never been like that, dude. She's not one of those ladies that put on makeup and none of that shit. Nah, dog, fuck no.
Your dad don't let her, huh?
Nah, dog. She don't give a shit about
it. She just wear those shorts from Pulp Fiction? You want to see how Rodrigo's mom looks like? If you want to see what Rodrigo's mom looks like, go rent that movie Pulp Fiction. Go rent that movie Pulp Fiction.
That's what she looked like for the majority of my life.
And wait for the scene where where Bruce Willis is trying to run over when Bruce Willis runs over Big Rames.
Marcellus Wallace.
When he runs over Marcellus Wallace, and Marcellus Wallace is all discombobulated, and he fucking shoots some lady in some fucking denim shorts.
And I think the white shorts.
And then Kathy Griffin goes, oh my God, you've been shot. When Kathy Griffin says, oh my God, you've been shot. That lady that gets shot in those fucking white fucking mom shorts, that's fucking Rodrigo's mom over there scoring in Frogtown.
She looks like a teen mom. She looked like a mom, dude.
Your brother said that's my mom?
Yeah, Doc.
Who died?
Everybody died, fool. Oh. Dude, that's all we do, just clobber each other with shit like that, dog.
But do you have a bag on your father in front of him?
Oh, yeah, fool. That's all we do, fool.
He got mad?
Yeah, it's always been like that. Like, what you look like? Why are you fat? No, like, what the fuck? Dude, stop laughing like a fucking idiot. Shit like that. Always, dog.
Can your brother bagged on his teeth one time? Yeah. What happened?
Nothing. That food.
What happened? What happened? How did it happen? What did your brother say?
No, we're just fucking chilling right there, fucking eating, dog. And then fucking that fool busted out a comment. It just went back and forth, and that was it, dog.
What did your brother say?
Nothing. What's up with those fucking big ass fucking teeth, dude?
Your brother said, what's up with those big ass fucking teeth?
Yeah, because that fool was trying. We used to call that fool can opener, dog.
Your dad?
No, my little brother. Because he looked like a fucking rabbit, dog. So the fucking every time we needed to open something, just give it to the can opener, and that fool got pissed, dog. Yeah, dude. It's all about your big ass fucking teeth.
Well, so Conky showed up, bro.
Oh, Conky. Oh,
Vincenzo.
With my boys right here. Yeah, and yeah, and yeah. And I'm not going to stop talking. Yeah. I told him in the beginning of the show, I'm like, hey, listen, fool. Right, just chill the fuck out. This fool's fucking throat is sore, dude. So don't bug him. Don't. No. I'm not. I'm all serious. Just chill the fuck out. It's all good. All right. So I can't smoke him out.
That fool's a bodyguard, huh?
Yeah, dude. I've seen that fool fuck people up, dog.
I was telling my wife, man, how could Vince be a bodyguard, man? That fool's standing by the door, man. He'll probably fucking just talk to everybody trying to get in. Oh, you guys trying to get in too, man? Oh man, it was the one time, man. I was trying to get into a Suicidal Tendency concert. Oh man, I got into a fight with one of the guy from fucking Slayer, man.
That fool tells you 20 conversations in 10 minutes, huh, fool?
Oh, you remember God. Chief, bro? Remember Chief?
He knows everybody, answer for
you.
Dog.
You ever had a conversation with somebody, bro, that they're talking and they're naming fools and they're like nodding for you? You know him, man. Anyway, so that fool was there, right? And then his little brother, Beto. You know Beto, right? You know Beto. Beto, the guy with fucking snotty nose. You know him, bro. He said he knows you. Anyway, he said he knows you. Anyway, so. But and you're included in a story, and you didn't know who the fuck he's talking about.
And you know what, dude? For fools like that, I think, too. Like
con artists.
That have been locked up, dude. That, you know, you have to survive through conversation.
You just keep talking.
Yeah, fool. You have to, dog.
Yeah, man. When you're in jail, man, you're having a conversation. You got to keep talking like you're in a radio interview.
You can't have dead air.
Yeah,
dude.
If you have dead air in a conversation with someone in prison, that's going to be a problem.
And there's questions.
Now, you're talking, so yeah, man, so I'm over there, man, and you stay quiet. You just lie to me, Holmes, or what?
Yeah, dude. It's fucking, dude, that shit rolls fucking
Yeah, man.
Mean, but he's all happy, fool.
Yeah, man, we got a bodyguard in Ireland, bro. Glenn Carlin.
Hell yeah, dog. Just roughing people up, you know.
Giving them knuckle sandwiches. I was just hanging out here, you know.
Drinking Jameson, mate, yeah.
Give us some Glenn Carlin, bro.
It's off the head right here. I'm just waking up, you know. So my bones are just fucking people up for the new year, you know. That's about it. Say hello to Conky for me. Fighting brother with your fist in the hand like a soldier, man.
I don't know. Yeah, dagger.
Yeah, dog. And my dogs.
And my dog dogged him.
Hell yeah, dude. But it was cool, though, dog. It was awesome.
Yeah, man, the food. When I was sweating after the show, I got a sore throat, man. I couldn't talk no more. I felt like somebody was strangling me.
Yeah, dude. Fucking, at least you made it through the shows, though.
Took like care a of your soldier.
Shit. Yeah, dog. Fuck, dude. It was like that. And the skinny fool fucking fool. Not showing up. Fuck, dog.
Well, so is John Caparillo and Joe Diaz beef.
We're going to fucking smash that motherfucker in his head with a brick. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got time to smash people in the head with the fucking brick, but you know what I'm saying.
That shit was nothing. Crazy, bro. Joe fucking Diaz Cleo will promote what we tweeting that shit. I saw Cleo say, fuck you, John Caparillo. I don't know who the fuck you are.
Dude, I'll just like, what's it say, with manners, huh? But hey, yeah, Joe Diaz is going after that fool, dog. Talking shit to that motherfucker. Let him know what time it is, fool.
I know, man. A lot of fool need to be put on check like that. That's why I'm waiting to get more followers to tell you who the devil is.
And I can make you famous. But yeah, dude, so I guess for shit that fool was doing at the Comedy Store. Fool.
He said that, Joe Diaz told me that, he said that I was watching the feeds, 50,000 people on Twitter called him a cunt.
Yeah, fool. And you know what he was trying to say shit to Joe Diaz on Twitter. Oh, you're an old man. You're irrelevant. It's like, motherfucker.
They know he's an old man. And he is relevant.
Yeah, dude, it's like, dude, he's going to fucking crush you, dude. And that's what happened, dog. Yeah.
Number one comedy CD, Savage
on
Dad.
On iTunes. Fool's a fucking idiot, dog. He's just going to have to fucking apologize, dog.
Just apologize, dog.
I know you're small, but you got to be the bigger man, bro.
I know all these fools, man, they used to just bully the comedians, man. Come in, try to come in, you know, like, oh, I'm only going to go up at 9:35. I can't go up after 9:35. I remember people putting that shit Latino night. Or Felipe is there, I need to go up after him. I can't go up after him. But this comedian said that he didn't want nobody awesome, like a killer comedian, to go up before him or a killer comedian to go up after him so the crowd could leave knowing that he's the main comic.
Dude, get over yourself, dog. You're cool. You ain't that cool, dog.
Shit, I don't give a fuck what they think, man. I just want to do my set and leave.
Yeah, man. Yeah, fool. But you know, fucking props to Joey for doing that shit, dude. Fuck that other fool, dog.
Yeah, man. All we need is young comedians, man. If you want to make it in comedy, find out who your favorite comedian enemy is. All right? You might have to invest 3 months of prison time, though. Walk up to the comedian that he don't like. And punch him in the gut Houdini style. Like, give him a good one. Like, take all his air out.
Cat Williams
and
one.
Just say, man, this is for Felipe Esparza, motherfucker. Or, this is for Rodrigo Torres, bitch. This is for Joey Coco Diaz, you cocksucker.
And here's a fucking kick to the skull.
Here's one for the road, cocksucker.
I'm wearing boots,
and
bro.
Your career is going to change. Because I just always say that, man. If that comedian gets his ass kicked by a comic, and if I don't even know who the comic is, he's going to go on the road with me. And I'm going to put him on my photos and hashtag that person he punched. Yeah, dog. It's coming for you, dog. What the fuck, dog? What the fuck that guy fucking punched me for, dog?
You punch yourself, dog. It happened fast.
You played yourself.
Took a little show to the podcast, man. Suck my dick.
So the Obama speech, you like it?
Dude, I like the way what he had to say. You know, a lot of people are talking shit. He's gonna take my guns away and everything. It's just people like fuck.
People
dude.
Are like chill the fuck out. When he was saying that speech about asking that you need to be a licensed person to sell guns. See, I don't know much about guns because all my guns been bought by unlicensed people. I didn't know that. You could do that. Then you could sell your gun after your grandma dies to somebody else. Like, if your grandma had 20 guns, I didn't know that I could go over there and go, hey, man, can I buy your grandma's guns? And you can sell them to me. See, I didn't know you could do that back then. You could do that?
Yeah, dude, you can go.
Well, fuck that shit. You can't be able to do that shit, man.
They have gun shows at the Ontario convention center.
Nah, So he's not taking nobody's guns away like that. He's just keeping
regulating
the guns
that shit, dog.
To sell from the real gun dealers.
Yeah, dude.
Like, if you're a real gun dealer, you're not going to have a problem, I guess, selling guns to licensed people.
And that's the other thing with all those motherfuckers, dude. They say that there's not a problem. There's a problem when people walk in and start blasting fools. Fuck, dude. Whether it's fucking Muslim fools or any
And then
fools.
Ted Cruz shows up. They're going to take away your guns. First of all, Ted Cruz, you weren't even born in America. All right? Donald Trump already said, you're not born in America. You have a Canadian dual passport with Canada and fucking United States, motherfucker. If you run for president, then I could be able to vote then.
Hell yeah, dude.
So Donald Trump called him, bro. Donald Trump has, like, aces ready, huh?
Yeah.
It's like he has a bunch of cards of bullshit. Like, five. Okay, he called up Hillary Clinton. He said some good shit about her, bro. That she got shackled, or she got slung, but she really got shellacked by fucking Obama. And then he busted out that one about Jeb Bush that was pretty fucked up. And then Mark Rubio's next, bro. Mark Rubio's next. But that one about Ted Cruz, you know, he waited for that one,
of course,
bro.
Fool.
Because Ted Cruz started rising in the points. Then Donald Trump said, wait a minute, before we start spending money on advertisement, let me just say that how is this guy going to be president if he's not an American citizen? He's never been born here. He was born in Canada and has dual citizenship. And that kid, Russell Peters, could run for fucking president.
Yeah, dude.
Ooh,
the thing with Donald Trump, though, he's just an orthodox. He's fucking up the game. He ain't being like, oh, yeah, he's just fucking throwing fucking bombs. So it's kind of cool in that way. He's kind of like a comedian and shit.
But it's been like, in 2012, because I would listen to Rachel Maddow.
My girl, dog.
And that's your girl?
Nah, but you know what I mean.
All right.
She's somebody else's girl.
That was our girl now. Anyways, dude, I found out some history about her.
In 2012?
Yeah, when I was talking to my wife, she used to be on American radio on...
Air America
with fucking, what's her name from the
Mark Maron?
No, she used to be with that dude from the Public Enemy,
Chuck D.
She had a show with Chuck D.
Really?
Yeah,
I didn't know that. I knew he was on Air America. I
looked it up.
Really? Hell yeah.
So she started with Chuck D. and another person. What's her other person? Liz Winstead and Chuck D. and Rachel Maddow show together on Air America, and then later on Chuck D. still became Chuck D. and Rachel Maddow became Rachel Maddow and the other person. Wow. I had to ask somebody, how do you say her name?
You know.
She's still in the mix. Look her up,
man,
people.
That's cool.
And so I was listening to her. I listen to a lot of podcasts. I listen to Rachel Maddow, Glenn Beck, The Young Turks, NPR News, POTUS. I get it from both sides, bro.
You have to.
That's what she said. Oh, but anyways, dude, getting back to... Now, remember what I told you, that movie we were talking, The Big Short, I told you about it? Well, at the end of the movie, it tells you what happened to those people. And the guy who came up and knew Dr. Bradley, was his name? Well, Dr. Murray. He's the one that came up with, who betted that the market was going to crash, and he won billions for people. Right? That guy, guess what his main commodity is to invest in right now?
What's that?
Water. He's not investing in nothing but water. He's a billionaire. And his only investment right now is water, because that's going to be the biggest thing later on.
Super
only water.
Valuable resource, dude.
He's invested in seeds. Yes.
That little Monsanto
That's the big
shit.
Thing. Yeah, and seeds, because that's going to be the big commodity back in the days. Because once we run out of everything, we're going to start producing our own fruits again and vegetables.
Because you know what's up with seeds? You can only use them once.
Once, yes.
Fuck. Crazy,
yeah.
Huh?
That came up. The guy, when I became vegan, I was reading that book, The Omnivore's Dilemma. And right there, it tells you, like, it breaks down breakfast. And before, right, in the 1800s, everyone can graze corn, right? Everyone, the whole world, can have their own field with corn or cotton or oranges. And then, like, right before World War I, right, this scientist, a Jewish scientist, the guy who came up with the element to came to for the hydrogen bomb, right? He came up with a seed, like a clone seed that before, like a, when you grow corn, that corn can produce more corn and more corn. This fool came up with a seed that it could just one corn and that's it. So yo, that way you could keep buying more seeds.
So he turned it into a business.
Yeah, he's the one that made it into a profit. So he started with that corn. He took that corn could only produce that field of corn. That's it. And the other corns that grow can never produce more corn. You got to keep buying seeds. That's the way the business is. That's how farming works. That's how. So the guy in the movie said all his money he's investing now is in seeds, and the other guy, all he invested in water. So speaking of water right now, this is what I learned. And right now in Flint, Michigan right now, there's people there without fucking clean water right now. The whole fucking city for 2 months, they don't have water for clothing, to clean their clothes. They don't have water to drink. And they don't have any water, period, because the governor, Scott Walker. Yeah, Scott Walker.
No, he's from Wisconsin.
Okay, the governor, Rick Perry. Scott Perry. Rick Snyder. He switched the water from Flint, Michigan. They used to get their water from the Detroit water. And now he switched it so now they get their water from fucking the river, the Flint River. And the Flint River water is too thick and it fucking busted up their pipes. So their water coming in all dirty and it's undrinkable. So there's no water in Flint. And lots of lead in it. So it's undrinkable. People are getting sick. You can't even I heard a black woman say, man, it's not even good enough to wash your hair.
So what the fuck?
This person I was reading, without anybody, he just did it in the middle of the night, like the way the Indianapolis Colts went to Baltimore in the middle of the night.
Late,
right? So there's no water. There's people, like nobody's helping them. This woman actually, who has a lot of money, she got a GoFundMe, and she got like 10,000 or 20,000 bottled waters delivered to the city of Flint right now. So people, if you want to like help out anybody, help out the people of Flint. I'm trying to get together. Hopefully we could find out where the donation place is and we could send them clean water or a big ass truck. How in the fuck, dog? How we let Americans here in America go without water?
I'm tripping right now just hearing this shit. I never heard about this.
Of course you didn't hear about it, bro, because everybody's talking about Bill Cosby.
Weakful.
But tell me, while you sleep, the wolves write laws.
Well, dude, you know what happens with the New Year's, right? New laws, dog. California has like about 1,000 new laws.
I know, bro. Now you can't yell. Now you can't wave a cap no more because it sounds like it looks like a hey Hitler.
But yeah, dog, that dude. And laws. Every time new shit comes out, like those new little roller fucking hoverboards. Now there's laws for that, dude. There's laws for everything.
Yeah, you can't bring them in the airport.
Yeah, dude.
Gladiator was pissed off.
But yeah, dude, fucking crazy, man. Crazy.
You can't even scream out loud no more, bro. You can't use your laugh inside the plane.
There's some people that turn around and go, oh, my God.
Yeah, man. How'd you like that?
That's fucked up,
that shit
up,
made me
dude.
Sad
That's
yesterday.
Making me. I'm
I was,
sad.
I was teary-eyed yesterday when they were talking about it. And I was like, and it's been going on for 2 months, okay? But that was kind of fucked up. I was like, really, man? We can't send Flint no water? This is how bad it was. The water was so bad that General Motors, they were getting the same kind of water as Flint from the Flint River, and they said, "Fuck that! We can't even use that water that water they were using it for the plant, right? For their parts and all that, and right. Their water." They said, "Fuck that! We're never going to use it." But they have the money, and so now they're getting water from somewhere else. But the city of Flint is still getting the shitty water.
Dude, that is fucking.
What's
nuts.
A donation? Yeah,
dude, that's like dude. That's fucking straight up a catastrophe, dog.
You guys want to donate money to Flint, Michigan for their to help them get water? Here it is.
You can donate to Flint Community Schools by calling the finance office at 810-767-6030 for cash donations. You can donate to the United Way of Genesee, UnitedWayGenesee.org, GENESEE, and click on the Give button. There's an option to support the Flint Water Project. And you can also donate to the Catholic Charities of Genesee County by calling 810-785-6911. Or you can call these community activists in Flint who are delivering water, Melissa Mays, at 810-423-3435.
And there you have it, people. That's from the Lansing State Journal, which is the newspaper, which is from Lansing, Michigan, which is fucking pretty far from Flint. But they're giving him a little shout out.
Hell yeah, dude.
How can, that's kind of like, you know, and they're not even talking about that. Just like they're not talking about that standoff.
Oh, in Oregon?
Yeah. Vanilla ISIS.
That's funny, dog.
Get off our land, said no Native American.
Dude. Let me tell you, dog, you start trying to stand up to the U.S. government, dog, you're going to get a bullet in your head.
A lot of people say this because they're not killing these white people with these guns. They're letting them go freely. No, they're not, man. They're, right now, let me tell you what's going to happen right now. This is how it works. You might think there's a bunch of these white dudes right there in Oregon holding up their grounds in front of the federal government. I bet you there's two federal agents working inside there. Watching every move.
Everything, fool.
Taking photos, taking names.
Everything.
When the dust settles, a lot of people are going to go home. Federal agent is going to come 6 months later. I noticed you were in Oregon 6 months ago. Yeah, we're going to have to take you and your guns.
Oh, they're just building their case.
Quietly, huh?
Oh, dude. You can't.
Quietly taking farms away.
You can't fuck with the U.S. government, dog. I don't care who you are, dude.
It's a standoff.
For these rebels.
They're rebels without a cause.
Don't tread on me.
Don't tread on me. I'm just repeating everything you say.
I don't know. It's that stupid shit. But yeah, dog. But dude, that Flint shit, that's fucked up, dude. Dude, imagine we don't say we have everything, but fuck, dude. Imagine, dude, people light this fucking city on fire if that shit happened. Oh,
speaking of the city being on fire, how about Quartz Hill, bro? What's up? Quartz Hill right now, I don't know if you know where Quartz Hill is. Methane gas has been releasing out of there since October. Near Porterville.
Near Porterville? Porter Ranch.
Near Porter Ranch. Yeah.
There's a big old thing with the gas company, right? That, yeah. Like, I've heard little things, snippets on the
It's more like Rotten Egg over there. We drove by it.
And what's up with that?
Oh, it's just a they have
a leak or something?
A leak, right? A leak, and it's been leaking for a while. And in order to fix it, you got to make another hole right next to it. Like, that's how they fixed the Valdez. When
that BP oil spill?
The BP oil, when that spilled, it took a while because they had to dig another well to lure that oil to go into the other well. So in order to fix this, they got to make another hole to send that gas that's leaking inside that hole, which takes
itself
5 months to fix. But meanwhile, shit's still leaking out. They said that enough methane gas comes out every day, like 100... Like the amount of gas that comes out is equal to the amount of about 150,000 cars.
Are you serious?
Yeah, per hour, every day.
Fuck, dude. So the
city's getting together to sue.
Well, dude, that's gonna be an enormous fucking case, dog.
1,700 people have been evacuated, bro. The governor have just declared a state of emergency, people, for Porter Ranch.
Jesus Christ, man!
But it started in October, by the way.
In October, fool.
Yeah, so we got people in Flint with no water. We got people here in Porter Ranch choking. and you're here complaining about there's no guest.
I know, dog. The troubles we face.
I'm not going to complain about anything no more, man. You know what I mean? You know,
That's right. That's
if somebody
true,
cuts me off, fuck it. At least he didn't cut off my water. If somebody farts next to me, at least it ain't fucking methane gassy. You know, I'm just going to be happy, bro. I'm going to be happy for what I have this. That's what I'm going to do this year. My new resolution is to be happy with what I have right now and appreciate that I get to wake up every morning and walk with my 2 feet and be thankful. Man, I am so lucky, man. Like, we have a podcast that reaches all over the world.
Yeah.
Like, we got people who listen to us in Ireland. I met two people in Netherlands.
Australia.
Fucking Southgate.
Middle East.
Northern California. And every day, like, before you couldn't do that. Before, like, we just do a comedy show at Wild Coyote, Montebello, and go home. We only thought 30 people heard us.
Crazy, huh?
And it felt like we go home feeling good now.
Oh, those but now, exciting, dog.
We do a set, we feel good and bad. People are talking shit on the internet. Like my jokes right now are being translated in Mexico, bro, by a comedian.
Well, we need to translate an ass whipping, dog.
Huh? Franco Escamilla. If you guys know a comedian named Franco Escamilla in Mexico, if you guys know a comedian named Franco Escamilla from Monterrey, Mexico, that guy had been translating my jokes and doing them in Spanish, and Louis C.K.'s jokes and doing them in Spanish.
Vas a ver, güey.
And as soon as you make it to over here, we're going to fucking knock your ass out, motherfucker.
I'm going to step on that ingrown toenail.
We're
going to
send a couple of sicarios after your ass.
That's
why,
that
man, I'm going to start translating. That's why I always thought I'm going to translate my jokes into Spanish and do a 30-minute Spanish bit, flick, whatever.
You might as well, dude.
Paul Ogata. You know Paul Ogata?
Yeah, yeah.
The Asian comic? His jokes are translated into Chinese, and some Chinese comedians do them in China. Because Hong Kong Chinese comedy is big right now.
Yeah, dude. Really, fool?
Damn. I heard somebody, bro, is translating your jokes in Aborigine, bro. And killing it in a cave.
Right there on the Rock of Gibraltar.
They don't even know who Tony Soprano is, bro. But these motherfuckers are pantomiming his ass.
It's a pantomime. Show me a pantomime.
Yeah, man. I feel grateful, man. Like, every morning, man, I get to get up and kiss my wife, make love to her if I want to, you know, or if she's working, you know, on something, I could walk over there naked and bother her.
This photo, dog, you're killing.
You know, or tap my penis on her keyboard, you know, while she's working. See, I feel great that I could do things like that, man. I'm blessed, man. Like those guys that get up in the morning and go to work, or getting back to the motherfuckers who don't go to work but still have a photography. Yeah, man, I'm an artist.
I'm pursuing a dream. You
like
know?
Those painters, bro. Like every time like they have like an event somewhere in East LA, they got all these painters that are going to be there. Painting the same painting.
The same fucking chair face, huh, fool?
Yeah.
The Emiliano Zapata right there.
I think, man, every artist out there, you should just keep working, man, and keep the economy moving, man. Everybody thinks that as an artist, even myself as a stand-up comedian, they think because it worked for that comedian or it worked for that artist, it's going to work for them. Oh, Basquiat was homeless? Bro, does that mean you have to be homeless? Basquiat was a heroin addict? Yeah, bro, but he came from good parents, bro. That was his choice. You have a choice, too. You don't have to be homeless. Oh, he was a struggling artist.
Yeah, they're trying to fucking use their struggle for that.
Or they say that or they're going to be an alcoholic and be a bum because
like Bukowski.
Bukowski was an alcoholic. Yeah, man. Bukowski must have been an alcoholic, but he wrote every night.
Drunk.
He wrote every night, and he still had a job.
A mailman, right?
A mailman.
In L.A.
Every time Charles Bukowski had a job all the time.
That's a trip. I forgot about that. And then remind me of the American Splendor dude again.
Fonte had a job. They all had jobs. Back in the days, every artist as an author had a job. They always had jobs, and they did their art. Now everybody thinks they don't have to work no more.
You know what, Felipe? I think a lot of people think it's just a picture or a post. You know what I mean?
A picture or a post
behind it. You know what I mean? And it's even funny too, like with like you know how like people want to brand themselves or people want to be like they try to use things that are gonna like you know it worked for somebody else, another comedian, maybe like a look.
Or yeah,
maybe
a
like
look.
To what you're talking
Joe
about.
Joe Diaz is nasty.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Exactly. So, but it doesn't, dude. They forget the heart and soul.
Joe Rogan made a good point, bro, on the Joe Diaz, when he had Joe Diaz on his podcast last week. If you guys want to listen to Joe Diaz's podcast, Joe Diaz on Joe Rogan, it was the one from last week. He said that when Joe Diaz does it on stage and he comes out all wild and crazy, you know, that's 20 years of experience. And when Joe Rogan does it, that's 20 years of experience knowing what to say, who you're going to hurt, what it's going to affect, what. But when you're a young comic doing it for 2 years and you try to do a bit like Joe Rogan does it or like Joey Coco does it, Joe Rogan straight up, you come out as a mean asshole.
Yeah, dude, it's true.
And you look like a douchebag up there.
Yeah, dog.
It takes years to craft that.
I've been that fool.
It takes years to craft an act like the way Joe Rogan does it and the way Joey Coco Diaz does it. Because, man, there's a likability in them that you lack, motherfucker.
Yeah, fool.
You lack a likability that they have.
It's a shine that you create, dog. You craft yourself, dude, and it's part and piece of you. But that doesn't happen.
We used to bust out that joke about like the Black Widow. Did he get a laugh at first?
Nah, fool. You do. You've seen it, dog. Like, remember that shit?
I witnessed
it. Shit I was saying, it would not.
I wanted to stop doing it.
It would not work, fool. I'm like, fuck. But it's not. It wasn't me, dog. Hmm. You know what I mean?
Fuck that motherfucker.
You know, I've been close to getting assaulted and fucking choked over
like
shit.
Like when that fool Digimon, he used to bust out those black jokes. Those just still not funny. Remember how core it was?
Yeah.
Remember that fool Digimon? He had that joke that was so stupid and racist. It was not even funny. It was this joke. I don't think he still does it. He goes, let me do a lip.
This whole talk.
King Kong is proof that even back then, black guys like white women. And that was his joke, dog. That shit went nowhere, bro. I think he stared at the floor and his whole body dropped. It was some of that fucking comedian trying to sneak into the comedy show, bro.
Oh, my God. Then a motherfucker tries to add me on Facebook after, dog.
Did you tell him, bro?
Fuck no, dude. What the fuck am I going to tell him for, dude? I was like, oh, my God. All right. It's cool that you come kick it. Somebody
stole $25 from me.
Somebody fucking talks to you, whatever, dog. You're going to come again and do it. All right. You get kicked out of the fucking first show. Then the second show, you're going to fucking sneak in again and be over there by the photo. What am I, fucking blind, dog? Are you stupid? There's a bunch of unwritten rules. And even the manager told him, like, how to go about it. You're not going about it the wrong way, dog. And then dropping names and shit.
Yeah. My name, how the fuck are you going to be a comedian? Your name is Shrek.
But see, that's a lot of things a lot of fools don't know, and that takes time to learn how to maneuver,
man,
around comedians and people in this little comedy universe. You can't be doing shit like
you
that.
You can't be sneaking in like Rodrigo did at the Mesías shows.
Yeah, fool. And
they're still trying to hang out.
Yeah. Dude, you know, this is how I do it, fool. I sneak in, fool, and I kick back in the fucking crack of the fucking wall, and I don't say nothing, dog.
First of all, man, if you're a comedian...
It's how, yeah, not backstage.
This is how you give respect to comedians. If you don't know the comedian, and that goes for you who were there at the Ontario Improv, I'm talking about you, if you're listening, Shrek, if you're listening, this is you I'm talking about. You do not bother the headliner before he goes up on stage.
Hell, if you don't know him.
He's trying to get his thoughts together. He don't want about thinking about your punk ass and your punk ass jokes. And your notebooks. I don't care about your notebooks. I got notebooks. I got files too, bro. You're not the only comedian that has jokes on notebooks. You fucking caveman.
There's nothing new here, bro.
Bro, you're bringing nothing new to the game. That's like me walking up to Eddie Van Halen and, bro, Eddie, I just bought a guitar. I'm thinking of starting to be a heavy metal artist like yourself. I'm not comparing my comedy as fucking 40 years of music that Eddie Van Halen has or 30 years of music, but I got 20 years in comedy. And I would have never walked up to Damon Wayans. Actually, I did walk up to Damon Wayans. But I learned from that. I walked up to him and told him one of his jokes. But he was nice to me. He said, listen, man, you want a job? Go talk to Sean Wayans. So then when I saw Sean Wayans, I talked to Sean Wayans. You want a job? Call my brother. I went through all the Wayans brothers.
It was a long way.
To a fucking Keenan Ivory Wayans gave me a job on the Keenan Ivory Wayans show, writing for the show. But it was because Sean called me over finally. Sean called me over and he goes, man, I've been thinking about how can I get a job writing for your brother's show. And he gave me a phone number. And then that phone number, every day they would call me. I had to buy a fax machine, first of all. That was an investment already.
I said, fuck, I'm gonna buy
a fax machine. So I bought a fax machine and a typewriter. You see, people actually invest in my comedy. A lot of people think it's just gonna happen. You gotta put money into people.
Goddamn right, dog.
You gotta pitch it for gas. You gotta buy motherfuckers coffee, Chepo.
I've been smoking motherfuckers out since 2001, bro.
You gotta show up with joints, bro.
Fat ones. I'll be coming over here.
You can't be fucking calling me. Can you go up on stage and show up. Those days are over with. I got my people. I got Rodrigo here. I got Martin Rizzo. I got Marcelo Arguello. I got Birdman. I got Flacco when he wakes up. There's people ready. There's people on deck, man. You can't compete with those guys. You can't compete with Kevin Shea. You can't compete with Johnny Sanchez. You're not at their level, man. You should just go up every night till somebody notices you.
Yeah, fool.
Every night. That's, go hang out at the Comedy Store. Be a young comic. Join that battle rap, man. Do something, man. Get in somebody's hair.
But not mine, you know? But yeah, dude, go out there and be somebody, dog.
Yeah, man, be somebody.
Seriously, fool.
Be the best comedian La Puente first. Call yourself the bad boy. Get a leather jacket with leather, with fucking studs, and write La Puente Bad Boy on it, the way Jeff Garcia did it.
Little boots.
That
bro.
Guy became the funniest guy in La Puente and got a leather jacket and put La Puente Bad Boy with studs because he was ready, people. La Puente Bad Boy, bro.
Baby Dice. Right.
All right, people. What's up, fool? Happy New Year, show.
Hell yeah. Happy New Year, everybody.
Don't forget about Flint. They're thirsty.
And the gas over there in Porter Ranch, the state of emergency.
Oh, what's our name? Oh, people. Dun, 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 dun. Okay. We have a new podcast. Lisa and I have a podcast. Lisa Esparza and Felipe Esparza. It's called the Enchilada Casserole Podcast. The Enchilada Casserole Podcast. Coming soon next month.
That's cool, dude.
Listen to it. What's up, fool? Go to Felipe'sWorld.com. We got Miklo waiting on the side. Talking about, if you guys don't have a guest, I'll be a guest.
Talk to that fool, dog.
He's over there. Isaac. No, anyway, so he's busy, man.
He's busy.
He's doing his thing. Shout out to our listeners from cross country, Glenn Carlin in the Netherlands.
Cleo.
Man, that was funny, man, when she was talking shit about John Caparulo, too.
It's going worldwide, dog. This motherfucker does not understand how much love people have for Joey Coco Diaz. That fool's fucking retarded. What are you, living under a rock? Dude, go over there and apologize, shut the fuck up, and disappear, dog.
Fighting words, bro.
Hell yeah, dog.
Fighting words.
You know how that fool gets, dog. When he gets rolled, I'm fucking over it. I'm done. You're done. Disappear. You're done. You're done.
He was probably going crazy, huh?
Oh, fool.
He probably was typing with his daughter on his lap. Oh, I'm gonna rewrite it again.
Oh my god, dude. Fuck, dude. It's just like, dude, you weren't there, but that one time when he went off on Jeff Valdez, it's like, you don't want Joey Diaz going off on your ass, dog. And that's it, dude. So, whatever, bro.
Don't never call me. Yeah, crank call him one time.
Huh? Oh, Phil, that's when we used to have pagers, dude. You used to fucking page him with my phone number in Riverside, and then he'll be calling. I don't know who this fucking is. Fucking, if you want to play games, you better get Monopoly. Stop fucking around. This is a business line only. And then we see him over there at the Comedy Store next week. If you fucking do that again, Felipe, I'm not going to talk to you for a month. We're all laughing at that. But yeah, dog. But
no. What's up, fool? Happy New Year. Look out for the Enchilada Casserole Podcast. But we still have the What's Up Food Podcast with me, Rodrigo Torres.
Yeah, man.
Happy New Year, man.
Mad love.